It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoe shine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine. This is episode 139. How's it going, Sam?
Good. That's not much better than 138, really.
Nah, it's worse, but at least it lets you know we're getting to 140, which, yeah, you know, multiples of 10 are always
good. Is it worse? Nah, it's not worse.
Nah, it's not.
Because they're all odd numbers, so it kind of has that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
And it's like 1 times 3 is 3, 3 times 3 is 9.
Seems like there's almost a pattern, but I don't, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's not, yeah.
Numerology is an integral part of the show. That's actually how we got our start.
We always have to kill 30 seconds.
That's every week we're like, gosh, we're 45 seconds short of a show. We script it all out.
Yeah.
We're like, I just need, oh, just something.
I'm like, remember the numerology thing, yeah, at the beginning. That's it. We got it. Print, sent this to print. We don't print it until the show, right before, yeah, the show, we send it, yeah, off to the printer.
We have it printed. I don't know why. Why are we printing this still?
Yeah, this is an old tradition, yeah, old podcast tradition.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they used to print podcasts, but now I don't feel like we need to anymore. But I guess, you know, institutions.
It's like vinyl. It's, yeah, just always reads better.
Yeah, if you want our podcast on your shelves, get our podcast on your shelf.
What if we sold a book that was just the transcripts of our podcast? That'd be so dumb.
The laziest piece of shit book. Yeah, definitely. Let's totally do it.
9 million pages of just garbage. Just pure dog shit.
Well, I had so many funny ideas of stuff that I never did because I just don't have time. But like, I really want to put our podcast on floppy disks and send it,
yeah,
out to patrons.
That was a great idea.
Yeah, it was a great idea. I even have floppy disks and a floppy disk drive that I bought,
wow,
and I never did it.
That'd
be funny, though.
What else do you need?
Yeah. Then? Yeah, time.
Yeah, for just, oh, yeah. Each disk takes like 3 hours to put a podcast on it. We should just make, man, a special message, like an unreleased thing, and put it on there. That would only take like an hour per disc.
God, it's not really related, but I went down a weird like rabbit hole of, you know, when you just see something, oh, this is just the internet. You know, the internet, mm-hmm, like you'll see someone post something, you're like, oh, I remember that. And then you look and weird. And then you're on Wikipedia, like, yeah, what was that thing from when I was 7? You know, whatever, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, dude, you're going to love this. I did that with the game Phantasmagoria.
Oh, yeah. I think about that every once in a while.
I saw some clip, like, or some article.
Where? Can I see it right now?
Could have been the AV Club. I don't know. Could have been some random thing. And I was just like, oh my God, I remember that. And then I looked, and dude, it was like the highest budget thing. It's so funny. You can't wrap your mind around the fact that these games that were on, you know, Windows 95 or whatever, like, for some reason, even though I know I was there, I remember it. Like, I remember when things were that shitty. I can't wrap my mind around the fact that, like, that was like a multi-million dollar, like tens of million dollar budget of a game. Like, you just, yeah, think of it as shit now. You're like, well, that was shit. So clearly it was, but it wasn't always shit. Like, there was a time when it was like state of the art.
That game had what, 7 discs, I think?
Yeah.
Because you had games that were multiple floppy discs, but that was 7 CDs, 7 or 8 CDs. That was the, yeah, first game I remember being like that. It was awesome.
Because so
you'd
dumb,
like, finish, and it was really scary. Like, yeah, I couldn't even play it because it was so scary.
I was scared to death of it.
Yeah.
Scariest thing ever. It looks so dumb now.
I wonder, like, those companies, if they made money, you know? Like, did they make millions of dollars? They just, like, lose $1 billion.
I think it was pretty big. No, I got to look up Phantasmagoria, you know, trivia. That's what we bring you on the show. Video. Okay, Wikipedia. Here we go. Dude, MS-DOS. It was for MS-DOS and Microsoft Windows. Yeah, there's one of those things where they do both, you know, because, like, there's still people using DOS.
Seven discs.
Okay, sorry, I exaggerate a little bit, but it did cost $4.5 million and was filmed for $1.5 million. It made $12 million, so it made money on it. But, like, it's so funny to think of millions of dollars for just a piece of shit. Like, you could make that on your phone. Like, not even a good app on your phone. Like, a shitty app on your phone would make that. Like, the worst app.
Yeah, it's weird how people just are stuck with whatever it is in their time, and they have to work that hard. And then the next people just, it's like, what's his name said in Jurassic Park? You just stood on the shoulders of the people who developed Phantasmagoria and all the fucking things they did. And the next person comes along, it's like, anyway, we got all that, so just, that's nothing now. It's just, that's the game you start with, and then you can just do whatever.
Before you even knew what you had, you package it.
You sell it. I love that. They had to film it and put it in the game. Yeah, it was horrifying. I don't know if I finished that game.
I doubt it. It was only 100 discs.
Man, I kind of think I did, though.
There's no way you had the patience to finish that fucking game.
Yeah, it was different back then.
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing else to do. dude, also, remember the other thing that was similar to this kind of was Mortal Kombat. Like, I was kind of film. It was like video-ish. Yeah. You know? And like,
God, that game was so awesome.
Dude, Blood Mode.
Yeah.
Oh, so great. Anyway, so how did I get on that? Oh, God.
You could turn that on. Blood Mode, you could turn on Sega?
Yeah. And, like, you had this whole deal with Mom where, like, you weren't going to turn on Blood Mode. And then, of course, as soon as you could, you turned on Blood Mode.
I went and got it out of the back. No, did I already tell this story on here? Probably a million years ago. But because we rented the Sega with something. And she, at the end of, like, 9:30 or 10 or something, she's like, all right, that's no more of that. And she took it and put it out in the car, you know, in the driveway where the basketball hoop is, in the back of the car. And then at 1 a.m., I just woke up and went out and got it out of the car and hooked it up and put Blood Mode on. God. Played, like, because I had some friends over or something, like, spending the night, you know?
Oh, wow.
And just played, like, for 4 more hours of Blood Mode and then put it back
best
in the car.
Best thing ever. God.
Yeah.
Best thing ever.
Couldn't be helped. I was going to have Blood Mode. There's nothing, nothing could stop it.
Sorry, more Phantasmagoria facts. The musical score includes a Neo-Gregorian chant performed by a 135-voice choir.
Wow.
Why do they even do... You can't hear all that in the shitty quality. Like, they could have had three guys do that. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
So weird. Dude, based on... Wow. More than 200 people were involved in the making, which was based on a 550-page script.
Wow.
So weird.
What's also weird is how that kind of art, it's not like 50s movies or 60s movies where when you make a classic, people still watch it, you know? It doesn't exist anymore.
Yep,
like
it's just over.
Yeah, like it came out, millions of people bought it or played it. Maybe not millions, but...
No, million. It grossed 12 million. So yeah, what does that probably mean? Like a million people? Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then they played it and it was a story and all that work, you said, the soundtrack, whatever, all that stuff. And then it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, you're totally right. We could watch, Bogey, like in classic black and white noir looking stuff. And it's like, oh, this is so artistic and great. But this is nothing. Like it's.
Yeah. They talk about how movies don't hold up or whatever, but games holding up is not even a possibility.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't. I guess maybe like Tetris or something, like something that's just. You could still play Tetris, I think, if you had to.
Tetris holds up. That's a good point.
Yeah. But any game that's. Especially any game that's trying to. Its main draw is like graphics, then it's the worst. Then that means it has no chance.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What if, you know, there's people who worked on that who have the story of like, yeah, well, in the 90s, I worked on that game. Like, it's just weird. It's so weird to think about.
I remember there was like a weird baby crying that was scary. That's about all I remember.
Yeah. Just everything was scary in that
Freaking
game.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's going to think of Myst when we're talking about this, I think.
Myst. Is that similar?
That's like the main, that's like the best one of that. It wasn't that scary. It was more just like weird and kind of creepy, but it was the best one of all those kind of games.
Talk about let's see, hopefully this is being edited, I'm not sure, we'll see.
I can do something while you
go
think
ahead
of it.
Sure.
So at my daughter's elementary school, they have this system called gator tickets because their mascot's a gator, and when they see you doing something good, whatever, like it could be just cleaning up trash or you do a good job on homework or I don't know, you just get like a gator ticket. And I didn't really know, like, that's all I ever heard is like, oh, mom, you know, she'd be telling my wife, mom, I got a gator ticket today for this or that. I was like, oh, cool.
How many until you get a gator?
What?
Just how many until you get to redeem them for a gator?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what they're worth. Like, can you trade them for cash? Is there a whole, like, underground gator ticket trading black market community for drugs and cigarettes and stuff? Yeah. I have no idea. But she mentioned it one day, and then we were coming to my, you know, to my office, like as I pick her up from school, and she just casually asks me, "Dad, could you? I have this, you know." She didn't even say I have this gator ticket, but it was like one little gator ticket. She's like, "I know you have that scanner in your office.
Man.
Could you just copy like 100 of these for me? Like just not even saying anything."
Jesus.
Yeah, and I was like,
"That's awesome.
Are you trying to cheat the gator ticket system?" She's like, yeah, I go, that's cheating.
The sanctity of the gator ticket system goes back generations. You cannot violate it.
She goes, it's funny because the ticket, the one she had is a shitty ass copied. It's not like an ornate decorated gold leaf, you know, it's just like it's a runoff copy of a shitty picture. So if I did copy them, you wouldn't be able to tell a difference. Like I could print a million of them and they would look just the same.
Man, you're going to make a killing on this.
I was telling her like, that's not how it works. Like you get the tickets for doing stuff. And she goes, yeah, but you can't buy anything for less than like 200-300 tickets. And she's like, I have 5 tickets this year from doing stuff. She's like, I'll never get anything from these tickets.
That's awesome.
I know, it's so good. And I was thinking like logically it makes sense of like,
yeah.
Like, well, then what's the, I mean, if you have a reward system of any kind.
She wanted to work within the confines of the gator ticket system, but given the impossible nature of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's funny because I think of it like, you know, we've talked about selling magazines and all that in elementary school.
It's the best.
You had to sell like 9 million subscriptions and you would get a Super Nintendo.
And we thought that presentation,
God.
Thought I was going to be a professional magazine salesman. Yeah, after that, I was like, I'm going to sell 1,000. I don't know how because our parents don't let us leave the house or do anything. We live in the middle of nowhere. I don't know who I was going to sell them to, but
greatest
I was like, God,
ever.
Somehow, if only I could sell these magazines.
Yeah, it got you so fucking pumped.
Oh my God. Most pumped I've been today.
I wonder if that's everybody listening had that at their school. That they must.
And it was nothing. God, it was nothing. I wonder if it still works. Because like kids have everything now. I wonder if they could still do that system. Like, does that work?
Nah, I doubt it. Like it would have to be something else like DVDs or...
Dude, what was the big ticket item that they always had? Fuck, I forget now.
I thought it was like a Nintendo or Super Nintendo or something like that.
I don't remember that, but I remember it was some bullshit item that you wouldn't give a shit about. And like some people would get kind of the lower ones, you know? And you're like, God, how did you do that?
No, I always sold like 3.
Yeah.
And I would get like a balloon or something. Like, I would get the worst fucking prize. It was like a Frisbee.
Yeah, you'd sell enough to be nothing. It would be,
No, I think I got like a Mark Twain, because our school is Mark Twain. You get like a Mark Twain cup or something if you sold like 5. Didn't we get those? I got something.
I remember getting, I remember getting something worthless. But it definitely wasn't. The promise of the fundraiser was nowhere near the reality.
But like I don't know what their sales pitch is on these gator tickets, but obviously it's like, I love how my daughter's smart enough to realize, like, this is bullshit. I'm never going to get enough of these for anything, so I have to just counterfeit them. That's the only way that it makes any sense.
I'm glad you said that, like, because now it makes more sense. Like, once it was impossible, you know, because that's... I always worried you have a criminal on your hands.
I know. I just laughed at her. I was like, I guess this is a time where you have to teach your kid that, like, you can't cheat. But she's not, like... She's not like that with anything else. Like, she's never trying to cheat on anything that I know of. I mean, every kid probably tries to figure out ways to cheat.
What does she have to, like, open a soup kitchen to get enough gator tickets? What can you do?
I know. I don't get it. Like, is there ever a double gator ticket day? Or
start an NGO? Yeah.
Because, yeah, what's the point? If she has 5 gator tickets, she's a good kid. She's good grades, never gets in trouble. Like, she should be...
To join the Peace Corps and, like, just to get, like, 200 tickets and get a nothing.
Cure some disease and then you can get like a
kind of system is this?
I don't know. It's really weird. Anyway, I just thought it was funny how she didn't she knew it was wrong enough to not tell me. Like, she thought I was dumb enough to just say, like, oh yeah, no problem. Yeah. I could copy a million of those and not ask her, like, why were we doing this?
Yeah, she presented it in a way that was like casual or something.
Yeah. Hey Dad, can you just copy these? It's not, no big deal. I thought it was weird. Like, she's smart enough to figure that out, but not smart enough to know that I would instantly know that it's just trying to cheat the system. I don't know. It's funny.
She's just like, hey, I need a few copies of this apropos of nothing.
Yeah. In case this one is damaged, it's just, the backup. I'll never use it. Just a back. You can hold on to them. You keep them, in fact. Yeah. I wonder with your kid, because, I mean, most of the time when they're little, because they don't really disappoint you too much yet, because they, what can they do? Like, anything they do is just like, oh, you're in school, like, you're playing sports. You're pretty happy with, like, anything they're doing at all.
Until a certain age. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at a certain point, and I might be getting close to that because she's almost 8, they're going to start doing stuff where you're just like, oh, that's disappointing. Like, I didn't think you'd do that, you fucking idiot. Well, and then you have to just, like, it's just hard because it's like other stuff I've talked about where you can't really expect that they just know everything or that they would be perfect about stuff. Like, you know, I think that back to stuff I did, like, stealing the Sega out of the car to get blood mode. I mean, that's not a good example. That had to happen. But, like, that was still kind of shady. And, like, I just did it. Like, if I would have got caught, I would have got in trouble. But I would have been like, I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm glad I read that book, that parenting book, because it was talking about, I wish I could remember, but it gave the rates of, like, how often kids and teenagers lie, and it was like, like 10 per hour, like everything.
Yeah, all the time. And even if you were like, oh, you can tell me the truth and I'll never get mad, they still have to do it. They still have to become independent, and, like, you know, it's part of probably evolution that they have to just be different than you no matter what. If you did everything they wanted to all the time, they would still probably find some way to undermine you.
I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this, but it kind of relates to what you're saying. I don't know if it's funny or anything, but I've been realizing, like, because, the baby as of this recording is, 9 days old or something, 8 days old. And I love this baby unconditionally. Like, I just love the baby. I love the shit out of her all the time. I can't get enough of her. And I just realized the other day, I was like, it's weird how you just, but that isn't really anything. Like, I love this baby because it's my baby. Yeah. But then I was thinking about it, and it kind of goes with what you're saying. It's like, eventually they become a person. And then you're like, well, do I love this person? It's not it's not necessarily true that the love you have for your baby child just automatically converts over. Like, it just,
it doesn't.
As evidenced by our dad. Yeah. Or something.
No, I already have that problem with my daughter. Cause my son is so much easier, and he's still a baby. So it's easier to still love him because he's more of a thing that you're observing and loving.
Like, right now this baby is just an object. Like, if we're being honest, it's just an object that I, she doesn't do anything. She doesn't deserve my love. Like, she's done no anything except she's the cutest baby and I love her so much. I love her. She's the best. But, like, she has no accomplishments so far.
It's not really accomplishments. It's a lot of it is how they're treating you, like.
Right.
Babies don't do anything to you at all and you still love them. Like, they could, act like you don't exist. Like, they don't even know that you exist and you still love them.
No, she doesn't know I exist.
Yeah. When your kids get older and start saying stuff to you that's like, eh, that's, eh. Like, you know, we're not swimming in this pool until you get a heater. And you're like, hmm. I don't really love this person right now. Oh, it's not good enough that I bought a house with a pool. It has to be heated to 85 degrees. Yeah. Otherwise, my shitty ass kids won't swim. They'll be bothered to dip their toe in
refusing to swim. God, I know we already covered every aspect of swimming, but Jesus, you couldn't have kept us out of a pool. It did not matter.
Yeah, it's weird, dude. We are not swimming. Like, it's over. We don't swim anymore. Over, it sucks. Every day I'm like, did you guys swim? And they're like, nah, it's kind of cold. I'm like, oh. This was my whole life. Like, this was the whole, this is supposed to change everything. And it doesn't even matter. It's just a fucking hassle now. But, you know, when I get that heater and it's 85 degrees, we'll be in it all day. Yeah,
that'll be the thing that does it. Yeah. Finally, that'll be the thing.
Yeah, it's hard. I think it would be harder. It's almost like the more you can give your kids, the harder it is to love them because you're like, you fuckers don't even get it. Like, they just don't get it. It's not their fault.
Like, well, but regardless of all that, like, pretend all that's fine, but it's just, at some point, because obviously it's in our nature and to a certain extent, we're socialized to be this way, but I think it's obviously in our nature that we're going to love our offspring because otherwise they wouldn't survive. Like, you have to have all these powerful emotions about your kid because it's your genes that are continuing. And it's like, she's just a loaf of bread. Like, she just sits there. It's nothing. She's in nothing, anything. So at a certain point, this little loaf of bread, like, you have this little loaf of bread. I'm going to let it. No, it turns into, because it's a different kind of love. Like, you love a baby for one thing, and then you can love people because of things they do or say, or like you were saying, like how they interact. And I think it like has to convert, you know, at a certain point. But there's no guarantee of that. Like, what if your kid is an asshole, shitty person? You know, like, eventually you could just be like, oh, I don't really like this kid.
Yeah, that's kind of what I have to go through with my daughter, like, all the time.
I would hope she's still a little young for that, but...
No, she's not. She's awful. You don't understand. I mean, remember our little sister?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You're like, okay, she's not very likable a lot of the time. It's weird because they're going through phases where, like, you know, a year from now, I might be like, oh, she's awesome right now. Like, everything, you know. And then the year after that, she's not. Like, they're just changing so fast.
Right.
They're meeting other asshole kids that they start copying or they, you know. It's always different. But,
yeah.
I don't know.
She's got a lot of Jadens she's taking after.
God. Yeah, McKennas and Jadens all over the place. Everybody's name is McKenna, by the way. Every girl.
Dude. Yeah. Also, did you know the number one boy name? Do you know what it is?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what it is? Noah. No. Fucking Noah. God.
Weird.
I can't decide if I'm more mad that that's not some like newfangled thing or less mad. Because I do hate the Jaden, the McKenna, and all the weird Crayden, Raiden, Jaden,
Crayden,
Gladen, Iron Maiden. That one's pretty good. But like Noah, it's just like, God, the first fucking name of all time. Like, we're still doing it, whatever.
It's probably as a result of all the, you know, Obama and Trump have to go the other way with it. This guy I know that I work with calls my son Noah every single time. Even no matter how many fucking times I tell him it's not, that's not his name. He says it every single time. So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah. It must
People
be
just
why.
Can't help but say that name. So they're like,
not even close.
No, it's not. I know. Close. They're like, well, we named him something else, but we call him Noah on accident. So that's now his name. So that's now it's the number one name. I think that's what it is. Man. It's most likely what it is. But nah, I don't know. They just, they don't. See, they're not, kids aren't really concerned with with what you're doing.
You know?
That's another thing.
Oh, of course.
So it's hard to like them because you're like, you don't give a shit about what I'm doing. Like, you're just annoying. A dad or a mom is just annoying.
Yeah.
Like, they just are. Like, everything they're doing is pointless.
I'm definitely annoying.
Yeah. No, everything you're doing is pointless. You could have any fucking job ever. I can't, maybe you were like a professional athlete.
No, even then.
Yeah, they just don't like what you're doing because they want to do something different from what you're doing. Whereas other people you have friendships with or relationships with your wife or like if you do something and make something.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, relationships are different when you start them with a sentient being. Like, it's a little, you develop like common interests. They're like, oh, you're complementary to each other. You're whatever it is. But this is just a potato that I love to death. Don't get me wrong. It's my little potato. But there's no reason other than chemical stuff.
Yeah.
And then eventually she'll turn into a potato with like a face and talking and legs and stuff. And then it'll be like, it'll convert. It's just interesting.
Yeah. Like I said, the peak of loving them is probably around a year to 2 years. Because not only are they still the cute thing that you love, but they're hilarious and innocent. Yeah. And
can't wait.
It's amazing. Everything they say is hilarious. Everything they do is awesome. When they first lift, they take their first steps, it's like you're more proud of them than any possible thing you could have ever done. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Every kid ever, except for if they're disabled, can walk. Like, it's not, there's no accomplishment that they do that if you tell anyone else, they're like, oh, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Your kid does what I do. I just walked right now. I'm walking as you're telling me this. It's nothing. Walk circles around you while your kid walking.
Yeah, and it makes me think about this whole like parenting thing that we all do. And I don't know if this is coming through, but it was sort of a realization of like, oh, babies aren't people. Like, I don't know if it makes sense, but this whole, because it's like we all have from afar, when I think about parenting, before having a kid, I would think like, okay, you want to raise a kid, you want to raise a person, it's cool, you want to have whatever. But now it's more like, parenting, especially with babies and newborns, it's this thing we do. They're a different thing than people. You know, it's not, there's a totally the relationship we have with our parents is just, it's not the same thing as them with us when we were babies. You know, it's just a different, it's like that doesn't exist anymore. And so parenting, I don't know. I've never thought about it in those terms, I guess. It's just like, the newborn phase or the young phase of parenting is an awesome thing. It's cool, but it's, once it's done, it's like it's a different thing, I guess. It's weird. I guess I just hadn't realized that. So whatever.
But she's still alive and everything.
I think so. Last I checked. Yeah.
It's funny because we went to trivia and you were 20 times more nervous than your wife was.
I wasn't nervous about that though.
Oh. I thought it was about that.
No, it was, I'm just having anxiety in general. Oh. And,
Because you had mentioned about her thinking she was dead every 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, well, I definitely do that.
Yeah.
But I think it's gotten better. I think it was bad for like 3 or 4 days, because I'm just always worried she's going to die at all times.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, we went out to trivia, I wasn't specifically worried about, I would have been at home doing that same thing. Yeah, it had nothing to do with it. It actually helped to go out and get a drink and not, and just neglect my child. And we don't have her anymore, but that helped though. Just abandoning her at that bar.
I had this, I was having a really hard time too on the, cause we, I had to ride in the car with both the kids and my wife down there cause they wanted to see the baby.
Yeah, but at least they're alive is what I told you. Like, at least you know.
Oh God.
At least you know your loud, annoying, obnoxious kids are alive. That's great.
Yeah. They were playing a game.
You should mention that. That's funny.
It's so hard to talk, to have anyone understand. This is a story of my life, but I can explain it like to myself or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Like, nobody fucking cares. But like, yeah, they were playing a game of like, pretend I do this or pretend I did that. And that's all they said in the car. Two of them with the same high-pitched, that's like 80% of it is their voices are so high-pitched.
Yeah.
Like, if they were in the back, like, Barry White or whatever, going like, hey, pretend, I wouldn't mind it. It would be very soothing.
They had a very sexual tune going behind them.
Hey, pretend I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, pretend I'm... Hey, pretend I'm... Hey, pretend, pretend. Hey, pretend. Hey, pretend. The whole... It was a 35-minute drive of that. And I did it for like 20 minutes. I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I can make it for this drive. And I was trying to listen to music to...
Yeah, I was going to ask, how does that work? Can you just blast music or is that not...
Yeah, and then they say it's too loud and everyone says turn it down. So I have to turn it down below the level of the...
Hey, pretend that I'm in charge of everything.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I'll go through all the things that don't work.
Okay.
So then I was like, can you guys just not play the pretend thing? Can you not say pretend I 1,000 times? I can't. My whatever it is, like triggers or whatever for anxiety, a lot of it is repetitive. Anything repetitive, like a noise that's repetitive, I can't take it. I cannot take it. Drives me insane. Like just repeating a song, like they'll be singing a song over and over again. I'm like, yeah, that's it. I can't, no more. Can't take it. Jesus. But anyway, I'm sure I talked about it on here, but there was a point where my daughter had this like clothes issue where she couldn't wear.
Yeah.
She's over that, by the way. It's gone now, amazingly.
Good.
But it was real. Like it wasn't fake. It lasted 2 or 4 or 5 years. I don't know. She couldn't wear like pants that.
Did she just now get over it or like?
Yeah, just recently.
Wow. Yeah, she just couldn't wear certain stuff, right? She just like wouldn't even.
Yeah, it was like too tight around her ankles or waist. Like she couldn't wear certain underwear. My wife, it was weird, dude.
Yeah, you guys thought there was really something wrong with her, right?
She'd buy like dozens of pairs of underwear and my daughter would try them on and say that some she could wear, some she couldn't. And then the ones she said she could, like a week later, she would say she couldn't. And she at one point she had just old underwear with holes in it that she would wear and she wouldn't wear anything else. And you think like, oh, you know, you just make them wear the underwear. No, it doesn't work. Like she would just scream and not do it. And you can't make a kid wear something. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, whenever that happened, I remember thinking like, all right, here's something where whenever like we're in the car and the kids are saying, pretend I'm 1,000 times, I can say, remember when you couldn't wear the underwear and we just had to let you wear whatever underwear? Like it was not an option. Like that's sort of what's happening here. Like I just can't take you guys saying, pretend I'm not mad at you. Like you're not really doing anything wrong.
Oh, that's how you're trying to relate it to her.
Yeah. And to my wife too.
Oh, okay.
Because when my kids have issues like that, then my wife will do whatever they need. If I am like, hey,
she blew half your savings on underwear.
Yeah. If I'm like, hey, family, can you please not say, then it's like, they're not doing anything wrong. Why are you yelling at them? Why are you telling them to stop? They're not, okay. Yeah. All right. Cause I'm just doing it. I just have set out to be an asshole. Like, that's what I did. I got in the car and I'm like, you know what? I feel great right now, but I'm just going to yell at my kids because I've for fun. Like, it's just a made up thing where I'm just going to be an asshole. And then I said, what happened to kids like being quiet in the car? We had to be quiet in the car. Everybody, didn't everybody? And they're like, oh, well, that's what your dad, you know, that's what my wife will say, like, well, your dad made you do that. Do you want you to do that to your kids?
I'm yeah,
like,
I don't, is that a bad part of dad? I don't know.
I think that was
a fine part of dad.
That's one I don't know. But like, if that's something my dad did, then my wife can say that because dad is evil and everything he did is the worst. And like her growing up, they did whatever they wanted all the time. So it's just, I just don't have any, so I ended up just rolling out of the car at full speed. I just rolled in there and I got a ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about like, can you pick music they like? So then they would just sing it with you or something, or is there a way to, might not have been a bad,
they want to listen to the same. I mean,
that's true.
We've been listening to Rosanna and, Africa for like
still
4 years.
Still on that? Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. They never want to. The kids don't.
Your kids started listening to that in the 80s when it came out. And they're
you don't understand. Kids don't need to have like a new song. Yeah. They just have a song for 4 years that they want to listen to over and over again. Remember how we watched a movie like 7 million times?
Yeah.
They don't. Somehow a kid doesn't get tired of something.
I remember. Yeah. And I remember being a kid and being dumbfounded that our dad couldn't watch a movie with us again for the 50th, you know, like, because he would only watch something once no matter what. Like, it was just that because he never would watch something again. And I mean, he was kind of right about that, but he also wouldn't, like, if it was family movie night, maybe, like, you know, Help, the Beatles movie or something. Like, there's like three movies that our dad would watch more than once, like Groundhog Day, Help, Hard Day's Night, and that's all I can remember. I can't remember another, if there are any other.
Yeah.
But like beyond that, I would, because we would go to the video store. God, remember going to the fucking video? Dude, there's no more video store for kids. They don't,
oh,
man, crazy. Just realizations I'm having. Kids will never get to be in a video store while I am forever looking for God knows what. Remember when dad would, they'll never have that experience of like, you know, I'm browsing, dad would be browsing around just holding like five videos that were like, God, what are you looking for? Just hurry up. We have the video game we want. We want to go home and play it.
There's not even that many movies. There's like 100. Like yeah. It doesn't. And if you go to the video store, you go the next week, it's the same movies.
Exactly.
Except for the new release section, which is.
But that's exactly, this is one of those things, again, another thing with McDonald's and a few other things that he had right is like, it would have been hard for us too, to find a video we wanted to watch in a tiny video rental store we've been to 100 times. So like, it took him a while to find stuff. But anyway, they'll never have that experience. Where was I going with that? Yeah, I used to just have no idea because we would rent the same dumbass movie like every time. Dude, we would rent the same movies.
Yeah. It's like, it is like you can't risk a bad rental. Yeah, it's like you drove all the way there. You're going to have it for the whole weekend.
Well, plus as a kid, we weren't in control of any of this. Like it was a miracle we got to go to the video store. So I was like, God, we can't blow this on an unknown.
I remember when like I would be busy or gone and our dad would take our sister or something and I would be like, what movies did you get? Like I get home from practice or something.
And you know, she got a bunch of girl bullshit.
Yeah. She got like some, I'd be like, oh my God, that fucking movie again. We've watched that 100 times. That was our chance. It wasn't like, just go back to the video store tomorrow and get another one. It's like, no, that's the whole weekend of movies is already set. That's it. There's nothing else to do. So then I just watch Princess.
I remember that. I remember being mad that she would get certain stuff and it'd be like, I don't. And then you'd end up, and then I would end up caving and just like, all right, fuck it. I'll watch it.
You just watch it, whatever it is. Like, exactly. Still, there's no choice. Just
hated it. Like, that's
there's
so funny.
Nothing else to do. It's not like I'll do. No, there's nothing. There's one TV out in our garage that we would watch movies on, and that was. There, you look on there and there's the three movies to watch.
Yeah. To be fair, though, we did have the recording from like 1989 of Return of the Jedi and like with the old commercials. That was the best. I would watch that right now. God. Yeah. We had a few of those old movies recorded with like the oldest Campbell's Soup Nothing bullshit commercials that I loved watching. So great.
Yeah. The other thing that sucked is waiting for you guys to grow up more because we lost out on so much basketball hoop shots time or like home run derby because you guys were just forever too small to do anything.
Yeah, and you try to play with our sister and it's just like
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Our little sister, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess our other sister, she didn't really play. Yeah.
She didn't really play with you either.
And I are just too far apart as kids. Yeah. We couldn't really do anything. Because how much younger are you? 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
Yeah, that's infinity. Yeah. So if I'm 10, you're 4.
Yeah, that's nothing. Can't do anything with a 4-year-old.
16 and 10. Nope. That's like I'm almost a man and you're a little baby boy.
I think you're still almost a man. Let's see, 37 and 31. Yeah, you're almost a man.
Almost.
Yeah. Dude, I got to talk about something. Change of subject. I don't know how funny this will be or if you'll relate, but there's a television show that I just accidentally, stroke of luck. I think what it is I keep my DirecTV box on a certain channel because sometimes it'll be on a bullshit channel and it'll be something that I hate. And when you're transitioning, like, oh, I'm turning on the Xbox or the PlayStation or whatever. If for a minute you're on the TV and you're like, I can't even handle this amount of this, you know, or you're going to Netflix. So as a precaution, you know, like just so I'm not seeing anything I fucking hate, I put it on just channel 3, like just basic, like, you know, it'll be the news or it'll be something. I guess, that's not the best plan because sometimes there's some bad stuff on channel 3, but it's on channel 3. There's a show that just accidentally, like I said, just kind of, you know, we switch from, oh, we're going to DVR to Netflix, you know, whatever, in between things, that it'll go to the actual TV. Because I do not watch actual TV. I only watch, you know, Netflix or Amazon or something, like planned TV, or maybe we record something on the DVR. I almost never watch actual TV. And this show has come on and I can't stop watching it. Every time it comes on, I'm like, well, I guess I'm watching this now. I can't, we cancel whatever else we were doing. It's the most addictive show to me, dude. American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, yeah. I watched that.
Fucking rules.
It is awesome.
It's so, I can't, how do you not watch it?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's the best. And I haven't gotten to the point where I plan on watching. I don't know what night it's on. I have no idea. I don't know what's going, but all I know is like the fucking finals are coming up. Like it's, I think oh, we're really? Pretty close to the, you know, I don't know if I'm watching repeats or the actual thing. Cause it'll, again, it's totally random, but I keep hearing them say, well, the finals in Vegas, like they'll keep mentioning like, oh, you're going to Vegas or whatever. I think that's coming up. God, I got to find when that is. Cause like, it's just the best. It's weird. It's people who they always try to do the little storyline bullshit. Like, I know a girl, dude, one of them was the weirdest. You could tell. Okay. Sorry. I should explain the show for anyone who doesn't. I'm just so excited about it. I can't, it's hard to even keep track. The American Ninja Warrior is nothing to do with being a ninja in any way, shape or form or being American or anything or being a warrior. It's nothing. It's just an obstacle course of climbing. It's more like American Forearm Championship. It's pretty much all it is. Like you need, dude, no other muscles are important in any way, but forearms, maybe biceps. Like you just have to be able to pull yourself up and down things. That's all. They'll have the bullshit wall, but no one fails the wall. 100% of people run up the wall. 100% of people do the first thing that's usually like a jumpy thing between, you know, that no one ever messes up on that. So where the real ninjas are made are just, you have to grip on a bullshit thing and like leap to another bullshit thing you have to grip on. That's all, this entire thing. But it's still amazing. And like they'll do the backstories of them and they'll always try to have like a selling point for an individual thing, you know, for an individual person. And the funniest one I saw was so great. You could tell that he was just trying to be like a story or something, or maybe they couldn't find anything else. This guy, one guy's story was like, well, he was a past ninja. You know, like they usually, the ones they do with stories, it's usually they have some history with, like they did it last year, the year before, or whatever. And this guy, like his whole story was he knew a girl with cancer. Like that was all it was. Like, oh yeah, I know this little girl. She's my friend. And yeah, she has cancer. And it was just like, what does this have to do with the ninja competition you're about to do? Like, it's just, I just love that about reality TV, how they have to do that. Like,
there has to have a story.
We got to find the human interest thing. Like, yes, of course it's, you know, it's a kid with cancer. Like that's going to be a tearjerker sympathy thing. And like, of course I'm sad that this girl has cancer, but it was the most non sequitur. Like this guy's about to do American Forearm Championship. And they're like, hold on, his neighbor or something. I think it was his neighbor, like his neighbor's kid or something. And he's like, yeah, she's my champion. And, you know, it's all for her. It's just like this, so manufactured. Like, why is this a part of your American Forearm Champion? Just go do the fucking American Grip, you know, pull myself up on things championship. But anyway, I still love it. It's still the best fucking show.
Yeah, it's really good.
Dude, there was one, the one I was watching last time, I think it's a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
We caught it, I think we were like 20 minutes in, or the show was like 20 minutes in when we stumbled upon it. And I was like, fuck, this is what's happening. And I was hoping it was only an hour because I can't stop watching it. So I was like, well, hopefully it's done soon. And then the selling point of this one, because they always kind of preview stuff to keep you hooked. The selling point of this one was, it was the girl, you know, the girl that went viral, I think she's a stunt woman. And I think she was the first girl to complete a course. Remember that?
I don't.
She's fucking awesome. It kept saying, oh, coming up. You know, it'll say that forever. Oh, coming up. What's her name? I can't remember her name. She's gonna, here, I'll Google it just for fun. Let's see. Girl finished American Ninja Warrior. She's awesome. Hold on. Cantanzaro? That sounds right. No. Or Jesse Graff? Yeah. Jesse Graff. I think it's Jesse Graff. So Jesse Graff was, she went viral and she was like the first woman to complete, it says stage 2. I don't know. Maybe she just got certain distance. So it kept saying that. And I was like, okay, I can't, we got other stuff to watch. I got stuff to do, but I was like, I have to see this. I have to see what she's going to do. Cause she was the first girl to do this. It's going to be fucking awesome. And then it goes over. So like I said, we're 20 minutes in. It goes 10 minutes into the next hour and I realized, fuck, this is a 2-hour show. So I had to watch the whole, she was the last one and I had to watch it. I was like, I'm going to stay here until I see Jesse Graff do this run. Cause I want to see what she does. I can't not. It's just so fucking great. I don't know what it is about the show. It's amazing. The drama of it. Cause no matter how much they build up the person, at a certain point, they're going to fall into the water, you know, like most people don't finish. And that's the best one. The funniest ones are when it's a huge buildup. Like, yeah, I have cancer. My wife's dying. And whatever it is. Like, it's from Princess Bride. Like, yeah.
Brink of starvation.
His wife, cripple. Children, brink of starvation. Yeah, like Princess Bride. And then they just, like, just biff it in the first, like, obstacle, like, instantly.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've watched that show a lot. Like, we DVR it, and the kids like it.
It's great.
And the only problem I've had watching it lately is, like, there's always a portion of the course that's just not humanly possible. Like, one out of a million humans could do it.
Yeah, they made it really hard lately.
Yeah, like, a lot of people get to that one, and you're like, they're not going to fucking do this one. And then they don't do it every single time, and you're like, eh.
Well, that was so, was so fucking amazing about this episode. So this was one where no one could get past this thing. Just no one was getting past it.
Yeah.
And then it finally gets to Jessie Graff, which I think that's the right girl, yeah. And she got past it. She got all the way to the last fucking thing when only one other person had done it. And, like, she got all the way to the thing where you have to pull yourself up forever. Like, you just go to space on this. Have you seen that one where it's, like, it's the two handles and you have to, like, alternate pulling? Because, again.
Oh, the one I just saw was you. It's like a, almost like when you're riding a bike, like two handlebars, and you keep, you like throw them up higher on this weird, like,
that's the one.
Bar graph look or line graph looking thing that goes up. Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, like measures, it's 35 feet or something. And the episode I watched, only the last guy did it. It was the only person who finished the course. And it's like, it seems kind of coincidental, but anyway, she got to that thing. She got to like 30 feet. She almost finished the fucking course that no one else was doing. I was like, this is the best television. I love it. It was so fun to watch. And I don't know why. Like, I know this is not really a funny story, but I can't emphasize enough that I don't watch TV. Like, I never fucking watch, like, just turn on the TV and watch something. You know, I watch, okay, you know, I've DVR'd this or this series or whatever. And it's the kind of thing where it's just every time it's accidentally on, I'm like, I'm never stopping watching this. It's so fun to watch.
Now, that tingling feeling must mean the boner is coming.
Oh, yeah.
My boner senses are tingling.
On that note, yeah, we've got to go. We're just, the next boner content is just going to be us watching an entire episode of American Ninja Warrior. No, not true. We've got some good comedy for the boner content. Thanks to everyone who's pledged over at patreon.com/shoeshine. You are going to get some bonus extra, as you always do each and every week. For everybody else, see you losers next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.